You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Today is April 17th, and we are reading out of the books of Numbers and Romans. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on God's word and his presence. A reading from the book of Numbers. Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God, who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." Numbers chapter 27, verses 16 through 23. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Thanks be to God for the power of his word. A trend in evangelical circles is the emphasis on being socially conscious, which includes caring for the weak and vulnerable. This trend, however, is nothing new. The Old Testament leaves little room to doubt God's perspective on this issue. He cares about human suffering and calls his people to do the same. In these verses, Moses tied an Israelite's holiness before the Lord to a faithful tithe and providing for the foreigner, fatherless, and widow, along with the Levite, according to the command of God. Without doubt, the Hebrews could not claim to live a satisfactory life, according to God's word, without caring for the vulnerable people around them. The consistent theme evident throughout Deuteronomy is this: righteousness is not the result of works performed, but rather works are an expected outcome of the faith of persons within the covenant community. God expected his people to care about the hurting and disadvantaged among them because renewed and circumcised hearts gave them a love for such people. The New Testament, much like the Old Testament, is straightforward in teaching that God cares about human suffering and calls his people to do the same. The life and teachings of Jesus, the ministry of the early church in Acts, and the exhortations of Paul all point to this fact. God wants his people to care for the weak and vulnerable around them. Christ taught his followers to be compassionate and merciful to those who are weary and heavy laden. There is a clear connection between righteousness and good works in caring for the weak and vulnerable. Christ assumed that his followers would assist the needy in meeting their physical needs. In the vein of Jesus' teachings and actions, believers are to clothe and feed the homeless, care for the neglected, and love all people. Jesus made an obvious connection that should propel all Christians to action. That is, those who have true righteousness in Christ will care for the least of these among us. Let's pray. Jesus, help me to be aware of and sensitive to the needs of those around me and enable me to meet these needs in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.